Canto 12, Chapter 11. Vishnu's attributes and the order of the month of him as the sun god. Sri Sharanaka said, O great devotee of the Supreme Personality known with the essence, you, O best knower who knows so much, we now ask about this matter of the definitive conclusion of all the supplementary literatures, the tantras. We wish you all fortune. Please describe to us, eager to learn, the Kriya Yoga method of proceeding with his form by which, expertly performed, a mortal being may attain immortality. How do the followers of the tantric prescriptions, the tantrikas, in their regular worship, conceive of the limbs, associates, weapons, and ornaments of the master of the goddess of fortune, who is pure consciousness in person? Sutta said, My obeisances to the gurus. I shall speak about the opulences of Lord Vishnu that by the standard authorities, beginning with Padmaja, Lord Brahma as the one born on the lotus, are described in the Vedas and Tantras. He, the universal form, the complete of the universe, the Virat Rupa, consists of the nine elements of creation, the tattvas, beginning with Maya or Prakriti, and their 16 transformations, Vikaras. In that conscious existence, the three worlds, the lokas produced, are discerned. This form of the Purusha has the earth for his feet, heaven for his head, cosmic space for his navel, the sun for his eyes, the air for his nostrils, and the directions for his ears. The master, the lord, has the Prajapati for his genital and death for his anus. The absolute controller has the local rulers, the demigods, for his many arms, the moon for his mind, yama for his eyebrows, shame for his upper lip, and greed for his lower lip. The moonlight stands for the teeth, delusion for the smile, the trees for the hairs on the body of the Almighty Lord, and the clouds are the hair on the head of the Purusha. Just as one can determine the dimensions of a normal individual by measuring the spread of his limbs, one can determine the dimensions of him, the gigantic person, by the spread of planetary systems. The Kaushtubha gem, carried by the unborn one, represents the spiritual light of the individual soul. The Srivatsa mark on the chest of the Almighty represents its expansive effulgence. His material energy, consisting of different combinations of the natural modes, is represented by his flower garland. The yellow garment he wears stands for the Vedic meters, and his sacred thread represents the three-syllable Aum. The processes of Sankhya and Yoga are carried by the Godhead in the form of his Makara sea monster earrings, and his crown, freeing all the worlds from fear, represents the superior transcendental position. The seat he sits on is called Ananta, the snake bed. It is unevolved matter, Pradhana, the primal eater. The lotus, the Lord's throne, thereupon, is the goodness associated with Dharma, spiritual knowledge, and so on. The club he carries constitutes the principal element of prana, or the vital air, relating to the sensory power, physical power, and the power of mind. His excellent conch shell is the element water, and his Sudarshana disc is the principle of Tejas, the vital power, the dignity, the fire in opposition. His sword is pure as the atmosphere, the ether element. His shield consists of the mode of ignorance. His bow Sharanga is the specific order or spirit, the rupa of time, and his quiver of arrows consists of the karma, the action or the karmendriyas. His arrows, they say, are the senses. His chariot is the incitement to action, the mind. His external appearance constitutes the objects of perception, tanmatras, and his gestures, mudras, represent the essence of purposeful action. The cyclic order of time, namely the sun and the moon, constitutes the exercise of respect for the Godhead. Spiritual initiation, diksha, is the purification process for the spiritual soul, and devotional service to the fortunate one is how one puts an end to a bad course, sin. The Supreme Lotus of Bhagavan refers to the meaning of the word bhaga, his opulences, and the fan and whisk the Supreme Lord has accepted for his worship are religion and fame. Dear Brahmins, his umbrella is Vaikuntha, the place free from foolishness, and the one called Suparna, Garuda, who is the carrier of the personality of sacrifice Vishnu or Yajna, represents the threefold Veda. The goddess Shri, inseparable from the Lord, constitutes his visible inner nature. Vishvaksena is known as the personification of the Tantra scriptures, and the eight doorkeepers headed by Nanda stand for the Lord's qualities of anima and such, the cities. Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha are, as you know, the names of the manifested forms, the viyuha expansions of the original person himself, O Brahmin, Shaunaka. Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, can be discussed in terms of the states of consciousness concerning the entire universe, Vishva, the passionate ego, Taijasa, the individual learning, Prajna, and the transcendence, Turiya, that stand for, respectively, his functions of the omnipresent perception of external objects as embodied by the expansion of his mind, Pradyumna, of sense itself, of the force by the expansion of his ego, Sankarsana, of the one who senses, of the expansion of his personal intelligence, Aniruddha, and of spiritual self-realization, the transcendental beatitude of him, Vasudeva. In his four personal forms, his expansions, Bhagavan, the possessor of the fullness, the Lord and controller, maintains these four states with the help of his major and minor limbs, his extra limbs, his guardians, his weapons and his ornaments. O best of the Brahmins, he alone is the self-illuminating source of the absolute truth, the Vedas, who, perfect in his own greatness and completeness, by his own material energy creates, withdraws and maintains this universe. As such, a performer of various material functions, he, while not being covered in his transcendental awareness, is sometimes described as being materially unfolded, as divided. But by those who are devoted to him, he can be realized as their one true self, their very soul. Sri Krishna, friend of Arjuna, chief of the Vrishnis, annihilator of the rebellious royal dynasties whose prowess never deteriorates, O Govinda, place of pilgrimage, whose glories, which bring about auspiciousness by just hearing about them, are sung by Vraja's cowherd men and women and their dependents, please protect your servants. Anyone who rises at dawn and with his mind absorbed in him, in Tat, in meditation murmurs these characteristics of the Supreme Original Person, arrives at the realization of the Absolute Truth present in his heart. Sri Shaunaka said, the great sage Shuka described to the listening King Parikshit, the grace of Vishnu, the seven pairs of attendants of the sun god occupying a different position in each month. Please speak to us, so faithful, about the names and actions of these expansions of the Lord's manifestation as Surya and the deities involved. Sutta said, this regulator of all the planets, the sun, revolving in their midst around Mount Meru, was by the Lord in the form of time created from the proto-material primal energy Pradhana of Vishnu, the supreme soul of all embodied beings. The sun, being the one and only Lord, the original creator and self, indeed, of all the planetary worlds, constitutes the basis of all ritualistic activities of the Vedas that are differently described by the sages. O Brahmin, the material energy of the Lord is thus described in nine: the time, the place, the endeavor, the performer, the instrument, the specific ritual, the scripture, the paraphernalia, and the result. The Supreme Lord, assuming the form of time, is there for the regulation of the planetary motion to the rule of 12 months or masas, beginning with Madhu. In each of the 12, he, accompanying the sun god, moves differently with his 6 associates, he as a certain deva, together with a different apsara, rakshasa, naga, yaksha, sage and gandharva. Data as the Surya deva, Kritashtali as the apsara, Heti as the rakshasa, Vasuki as the naga, Ratakrit as the yaksha, Pulastya as the sage, and Tumburu as the gandharva, are the ones ruling the month of Madhu, or Chaitra, at the vernal equinox March-April. Likewise, respectively, Aryama, Punjikastali, Praheti, Kachanira, Atauja, Pulaha, and Narada rule the month of Madhava, Vaishaka, April-May. Mitra, Menaka, Parushaya, Takshaka, Ratasvana, Atri and Haha are the ones ruling the month of Shukra, Jaishta or Jeshta, May-June. Varuna, Ramba, Chitrasvana, Shukra, Sahajanya, Vashishta and Huhu are the ones ruling the month of Shuchi, Ashada, June-July. Indra, Pramlokcha, Varya, Ilapatra, Shrota, Angira, and Vishvafasu are the ones ruling the month of Nabas, Shravana, July-August. Vivasvan, Anumlokcha, Vyagra, Shankapala, Asarana, Mrigu and Ugrasena are the ones ruling the month of Nabasya, Bhadrapada, August-September. Posha, Gritachi, Vata, Dananjaya, Suruchi, Gautama and Sushena are the ones ruling the month of Tapas, Magha, January-February. Parjanya, Sinajit, Farcha, Airavata, Ritu, Bharadvaja and Vishva are the ones ruling the month of Tapasya, Falguna, February-March. Amshu, Urvashi, Vidyuchatru, Mahashanka, Tarksha, Kashapa and Ritasena are the ones ruling the month of Sahas, Margashirsha, November-December. Bhaga, Purvachiti, Shpurja, Karkotaka, Urna, Ayu and Arishtanemi are the ones ruling the month of Pusha, Pausha, December-January. Twashta, Tilotama, Brahmapeta, Kambalashva, Shatajit, Jamadagni, the son of Richika, and Dhritarashtra as the Gandharva are the ones ruling the month of Isha, Ashvina, September-October, and Vishnu, Ramba, Makapita, Ashvatara, Satyajit, Vishwamitra, and Suryavarcha are the ones ruling the month of Urja, Kartika, October-November. All these personalities constitute the glories of Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of the sun god. They take away the sinful reactions of everyone who in the morning and the evening, day after day, remembers them. The Lord Hu, as the deva, with his 6 types of associates, thus moves in all directions through this universe, therewith disseminates in each of the 12 months a pure consciousness for its inhabitants in this and a next life. While the sages glorify him with the Sama, Rig and Yajur hymns that reveal his identity, the Gandharvas sing loudly about him, the Apsaras dance in front of him, the Nagas prepare the chariot, the Yakshas harness the horses, and the strong Rakshasas push it from behind. In front of the chariot, the 60,000 pure Valakilya Brahmin sages go, being of worship with prayers to the Almighty. The unborn Lord Hari, the supreme controller, the possessor of all opulences, without a beginning or an end, protects the worlds by expanding himself thus in each kalpa into all these various forms.